How many nights have you stayed
here? Abducted by the LRA at age 12, Jacob Akaye put a human face on the misery and suffering perpetrated by Joseph Kony.
We worry the rebels, when they raise us again, then they will kill us. My brother tried to escape, then they killed using power. They cut his neck.
Featured in the YouTube video, Akaye's story touched millions and focused global attention on atrocities committed by the LRA. At age 21, Akaye's work continues. Tuesday, he testified before the U.S. Senate.
I'm calling upon the world to come up and join the youth who are advocating for the end of this war.
Now a law student, Akaye remains haunted by the pain of his past.
When you wake up in the morning and you hear that people are still being abducted in Congo, it takes my mind back to the situation where I was abducted. Mm-hmm. And if someone's brother is being killed in Congo, it takes my mind back where I saw my brother being slaughtered.
Over the last 25 years, the LRA is believed to have recruited tens of thousands of child soldiers and displaced as many as 2 million people across Central Africa. No longer based in Uganda, the LRA remains active in neighboring countries, says Senator Chris Coons.
In the past 4 months alone, the LRA has committed 132 attacks in three countries, the Central African Republic, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and South Sudan, despite an increased U.S. presence and regional efforts to counter them.
The United States maintains 100 military advisors in the region to aid international efforts to capture Joseph Kony and disband the LRA. That is no easy task, says Donald Yamamoto, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs.
Ending the LRA threat is not an easy mission. The LRA operates in very small groups across vast territories, roughly the size of California, and very heavily forested.
Joseph Kony has been a fugitive from the International Criminal Court since 2005. His capture and conviction for crimes against humanity would be a blessing for Africa and the world, says former LRA victim and children's advocate Jolie Okot.
Bringing Kony to justice will show the world that impunity is not a way forward to let human souls suffer. And I think bringing him to justice will, I think, in the long run, stop people around the world who are so brutal and people who think that playing around with the lives of a fellow human being is the way forward.
Jacob Akaye can envision a better future.
I don't want children to think that they will have to pick a gun to get money. They will have to pick a gun to get food.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Obama was speaking about yesterday was the importance first of ending.